We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us in the Dominican Republic are the following new additions. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Cumba on Ciat Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tarío, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian humanitarian donates $5 million for youth programs. In Vez News, the number one Amazon bestseller book, The World Peace Diet, inspires the creation of a yoga studio and vegan restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. In Ecology News, Saudi Arabia organic produce increases in popularity in Asia and Europe. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 23rd, is Luxembourg's National Day, also called Grand Duke's official birthday, which was established in 1961. The holiday celebrates the birthday of His Royal Highness Henry, the current Grand Duke of Luxembourg. His Royal Highness is an honorary trustee of the Mentor Foundation, which strives to prevent substance abuse and promote well-being. In addition, the Grand Duke's commitment to safeguarding the right to life was honored in 2009 with the Cardinal Vang Thuan Prize. Situated between France and Germany, a historical part of the nation's picturesque capital city, Luxembourg is a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. We respectfully wish Your Royal Highness Henry, Grand Duke of Luxembourg, a joyful and blessed birthday. May the gentle people of Luxembourg have a splendid National Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Chile on February 27th. An unforgettably intense 8.8 magnitude earthquake shook southern Chile and also set off a coastal tsunami. The combination caused hundreds of people to lose their lives and left thousands more homeless. Sending her condolences and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately donated $20,000, asking that our local association members please go to bring aid and comfort to those most in need. This amount could obtain $63,000 in materials if bought in the United States, based on Chile's cost of living.
Months after helping to deliver food and other emergency items to many severely hit areas, our association's Chilean relief team continued looking out for people who might need recovery assistance. Thus, during the month of June, more than 50 quake-affected families in Santiago City who were still living in tents received non-perishable vegan food. The relief team also reached out to the Hogar de Cristo charity nursing home in Santa Cruz. This facility had been badly damaged in the quake and was now struggling to support its 60 elderly residents' basic needs due to financial hardship.
Nuestra residencia, lamentablemente después del terremoto, quedó convertida en nada.
To help provide for some of the nursing home's needs, our association's relief team brought supplies that included diapers, disinfectant, medicines, cotton, shampoo, and soap. The delighted residents also received personal gifts of cookies and Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Ahora estamos muy contentos después de haber recibido una enorme donación y acompañamiento para nuestros adultos mayores. Además está darle las gracias a nuestra maestra suprema Ching Hai. Muy agradecidos.
Gracias a la maestra suprema Ching Hai y a todos los miembros de la asociación por la extrema generosidad que han tenido con el fin de venir en ayuda de los más necesitados.
We join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional care extended to the Chilean people and for our association relief team's diligent assistance. With our prayers for the soon recovery of productive lives for the earthquake afflicted in Chile, may such traumatic events be eased through our better stewardship of the ecosphere.
Human toll in Ghana floods. Major floods across the nation that followed torrential rains on Sunday, June 20th, claimed the lives of at least 24 people, including children, as homes were destroyed, roads washed away, and electricity and water supplies interrupted. 12 of the fatalities occurred in Ghana's central region, one in the inland Volta region and 11 in the capital Accra, on the southern coast, where many residents were forced to climb trees to escape rapidly rising floodwaters that swept away their homes. National Disaster Management Organization Coordinator Kofi Portufi stated that everything possible was being done to rescue residents and provide them with relief items, while the nation's army and navy were also being sent to assist in relief operations. Our appreciation, National Disaster Management Organization, the Army, Navy, and all personnel working to help the imperiled in Ghana. With our sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for the easing of such severe conditions as humanity strives to restore our planetary equilibrium.
Lives claimed as Poland is inundated again. Ongoing rains raised the water level of Poland's largest river, the Vistula, to levels not seen in a century by Monday, June the 21st, with Interior Minister Jerzy Miller announcing that fatalities now total 15 from a series of floods that have recently struck the country. The Oder, another large river in the country, was also reported to be at a record high, forcing thousands to evacuate and placing thousands more at risk who refused to leave their homes. Regions most affected thus far are near the capital city of Warsaw and the southeast of the nation, but the floods are seen to be moving north. Relief teams and humanitarian aid has been arriving from numerous European countries, while Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced the allocation of a large amount of funding for the restoration of infrastructure and the numerous homes damaged. We are thankful, Premier Tusk, for your efforts and those of all national and international personnel and volunteers coming to the assistance of the Polish people. Our prayers that regularity soon returns to all lives in the region and that our renewed efforts of greater consideration for the environment help lessen disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China moves toward a more flexible currency. On Monday, June the 21st, the country's central bank announced plans to remove a peg, or fixed relation to the US dollar, that had been in place for nearly 2 years. China had used the peg to help support citizens and businesses by keeping Chinese goods and services relatively inexpensive. This decision was welcomed by the nation's major trading partners, with the reintroduction of a more flexible currency seen as a positive step towards a stronger global economy. Our respectful accolades, China, for this change to optimize the financial well-being of both Chinese and global citizens, wishing flourishing economies that are enjoyed both nationally and throughout the world.
Case of bubonic plague from consuming marmot. A construction worker in western China was discovered to have contracted the deadly rodent-borne disease soon after he hunted and ate a marmot on the site where he had been working. The bubonic plague is an infection that enters through the skin or bloodstream, traveling quickly through the body's lymph system.
Despite numerous emergency rescue measures, the man sadly perished within a few hours. Local government officials immediately launched emergency response measures to halt any spreading of the plague, also reminding the public that Ministry of Health regulations forbid the hunting, sale and transportation of marmots.
Our condolences to the man's family, as we also pray that such an incident reminds us to look to the animal-free diet for a humane and stable source of health. Blessed be all efforts towards the safe and peaceful world born of kinder regard for our fellow co-inhabitants.
Chicago, USA welcomes new loving heart. The third most populous city in the United States is now home to a new loving heart locale specializing in gourmet plant-based cuisine. Encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's goal of offering the public cruelty-free cuisine at affordable prices, Loving Heart International has become the world's fastest growing family of vegan restaurants. Our correspondent tells us more from Chicago.
We are here at the New Loving Hut in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Since its opening, the Chicago Loving Hut has become a favorite place for many customers.
The food here is delicious. Every time I've eaten here, my meals have been wonderful. They're very fresh, brought to the table hot, piping hot, and the service is great.
Very healthy, very fresh.
To encourage Chicagoans to adopt the life-saving vegan diet, the Loving Hut in Chicago has been offering a Meat Out Monday special by serving a delicious vegan sandwich for only 99 cents.
I really enjoy the meat-free sandwiches at the Loving Hut and the Kung Pao, and it's good food.
It was great. It was really refreshing, and the ingredients just tasted very good and healthy, and I'd come back any day for it. So I definitely feel better when I eat vegan or vegetarian food. I just feel more energy and generally happier. So,
hope you have a chance to visit the Loving Hut in Chicago, Illinois, and enjoy some of the delicious food served here. Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Hats off, Loving Heart, for your successful launch in Chicago, USA. As we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her steadfast support of this wholesome franchise. With more and more people discovering the fulfilling benefits of vegan meals, may we soon herald an era of healthful harmony for all.
Go green! Save the planet!
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Arsenic poisoning affects millions of Bangladeshis. A new collaborative study between US and Bangladeshi scientists, just published in the British medical journal The Lancet, has revealed more clearly the devastating effects in Bangladesh of arsenic that is present in well waters across the country.
Although naturally occurring in the soils and rocks of the region, the highly toxic substance began affecting drinking water when many wells were dug in the 1970s in what was regarded then as a promising alternative to contaminated surface water. However, having studied close to 12,000 residents of the Dhaka Administrative Division over the past decade, the researchers concluded that up to 77 million people, or half the population, have been exposed to the toxic substance, with some estimates being even higher. Corresponding mortality rates were also severely affected, with the highest arsenic blood levels raising the risk of death by 70%. The study also found that a full 1 in 5 deaths was directly related to arsenic poisoning. These ultimately lethal effects of chronic arsenic exposure are long-term and do not diminish for some 20 years. The researchers have thus stated their hope for soon remedies, among which are filters that can eliminate the risk of contamination.
We are grateful US and Bangladeshi scientists for these revealing facts, despite their tragic implications, as we also thank the inventors working to provide effective filtration systems. Our prayers for the soon halt to the loss of cherished lives, and that the kind-hearted people of Bangladesh and everywhere in the world are graced with safe access to the necessary resource of water.
Save our planet, plants' cooling ability reversed by global warming. Acting as natural air conditioners for the environment, plants and trees normally release water vapor through their tiny leaf pores in a process called evapotranspiration. However, increasing amounts of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere cause the pores to shrink. This reduces their absorption of CO2 as well as their cooling ability. A recent study from the Carnegie Institution for Science in the USA has shown that such decreased evaporative capacity actually amplifies surrounding temperatures, increasing the warming effect of the CO2 itself. Study co-authors Drs. Long Gao and Ken Caldera found that when the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere was doubled, the diminished evapotranspiration of plants accounted for 16% of land surface warming, averaged over the entire globe.
In regions such as parts of North America and Eastern Asia, the warming effect could exceed 25% of the total caused by CO2 alone. Dr. Caldera stated, "The kind of vegetation that's on the surface of our planet and what that vegetation is doing is very important in determining our climate." We need to take great care in considering what kind of changes we make to forests and other ecosystems, because they are likely to have important climate consequences.
Drs. Long Gao, Ken Caldera, and Carnegie Institute Associates, we appreciate your work that reveals how the beneficial vegetation can be so adversely affected by human-caused global warming. Let us swiftly act in unison to adopt sustainable living practices that protect the forests and our earthly abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of our need to value the irreplaceable components of our planet's ecosystems, including the flora, as during this 2001 lecture in Florida, USA.
Everything has something. Like trees, we die without trees. And then the water will be less because there are no trees to attract water and to keep water when it's there. So everything on this planet, including us, is interrelated. And help each other to make our life here comfortable and livable, comfortably. But if we don't know that, we are killing ourselves. Every time we kill a tree or kill an animal, we're killing a little part of ourselves. If we have to cut trees, we'll replant some more, three more.
Save our planet. North and central regions of Olac or Vietnam report record high average temperatures, leading to power outages, reservoirs drying, and increased illnesses for both children and adults.
Save our planet. Malaysia's Hutan Environmental Group expresses concern that the pollution and erosion caused by sand dredging on Borneo Island's Kinabatangan Wildlife Sanctuary is destroying the habitats of endangered pygmy elephants and rare proboscis monkeys.
Save our planet. Kuwaiti members of parliament call an emergency session and agree on a recommendation for the government to shorten work hours during summer to save electricity and alleviate a power crisis caused by record high temperatures.
Warning news. Local physicians rally in Massachusetts, USA, calling for a halt to using squirrel monkeys for radiation research, saying that such experimentation is not only cruel but also is a waste, as it has no basis in real-life situations of radiation in deep space.
Hi there, I'm Caring the Kangaroo, and this is my son, Baby Joey.
Hi everyone! Mum and I live a compassionate lifestyle with an animal-free diet, and here's a household tip today.
Keep your silverware away from anything made of rubber, as the material will darken it.
This could be storage cabinets, lined drawers, or tying the pieces together with rubber bands.
Fabric cord or ribbon can be used to hold flatware together instead.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, An Australian philanthropist, Mr. Clive Palmer, donates $5 million for the young. The Clive Palmer Youth Development Initiative will help to bring the Duke of Edinburgh Awards to more than 1,000 individuals ages 14 to 25 across Australia. The 10-year contribution will be used primarily for those who are disadvantaged and living in remote areas. The Duke of Edinburgh Award is an international empowerment project for the youth. Our earnest appreciation and God bless you, Mr. Clive Palmer, for your very generous support. May all of you be graced with outstanding opportunities to build fulfilling lives on a sustainable planet.
In veg news, World Peace Diet Yoga and Motion is set to open in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. The idea for the combined yoga studios and vegan eatery came about when Anna Ferguson, a yoga practitioner, and Mark Strout, an acclaimed chef, met at a discussion group based on the World Peace Diet book by Dr. Will Tuttle. The number one Amazon bestseller profoundly demonstrates the inextricable connection between the vegan diet and a harmonious earth. In keeping with the principles of the book, plant-based cooking classes will also be given. Bravo, Anna Ferguson and Mark Strout, on your noble endeavor. Also our thankfulness, Dr. Will Tuttle, for your wonderful book that has inspired many people to earth-loving actions. May our shared vision of a kind world very soon come to fruition.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Up next on Noteworthy News, Saudi Arabia increases her support of the organic sector. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More visionary news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a more pleasant world. In ecology news, the popularity of Saudi Arabia organic food increases in Europe and Asia. In addition, it has the market for almost 90% of the Persian Gulf's $300 million in sales. Saudi Arabia's investments in the sector were $267 million in 2009, and it is a leader in the region in the industry. The nation's Council of Ministers has approved the Saudi Organic Farming Association and has authorized it to support Saudi organic farmers. Moreover, EcoCert, the France-based top European organic certification authority, has officially endorsed the products. Our congratulations, Saudi Arabia, for your success with food grown using earth-protecting methods. May sustainable farming continue to grow and flourish to support healthy vegan diets.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Moldovan, entitled Letters.
Scrisorile fiului meu întotdeauna mă trimit la dicționar, s-a lăudat tatăl unui student de universitate. Ai noroc, i-a răspuns prietenul său. Scrisorile fiului meu întotdeauna mă trimit la bancă.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I've been seeing the message, we can still save the planet with number of days counting down. What would we expect when the day count reaches zero? Bruce from Singapore.
Concerned Bruce, your very relevant inquiry is appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has compassionately stated, through her profound spiritual knowledge, that this is the time world citizens have left to save the planet. We pray that when we reach the zero count in about 2.5 years from now, we will have a glorious, compassionate, vegan earth in which all beings live in harmony, joy, and abundance. Let us join hands and promote the cruelty-free diet far and wide to assure the arrival of that heavenly day. May celestial light shine on you and all your eco-conscious co-citizens of Singapore.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with clarity and tranquility.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Kuwaiti-born child painter Hamad Al-Hamaydan is invited to design and create the large-scale greeting card that commemorates the 180th anniversary of the famed Covent Garden in London, United Kingdom.
In a partnership between the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, and the nation's Ministry of Refugees and Accommodation, Georgia opens a first permanent reception center for asylum seekers in Matkopi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announces that all civilian goods, including construction materials, will now be allowed into Gaza, Palestine, with limitations placed only on military items.
The first ever Fête de la Musique is held in Shanghai, China, with professional and amateur musicians of all ages bringing joy to residents as they perform at more than 20 sites throughout the city.
Representatives from Bosnia and Herzegovina and Kuwait sign cooperative agreements in fields of air service and tourism to improve cooperation between the two countries.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, makes a first distribution of over $1 million in school and sports equipment being donated to more than 100 Palestinian schools in the West Bank.
In Maidstone, Kent, United Kingdom, firefighters safely rescue 6 ducklings in distress from their fall down a road drain and return them to the river to reunite them with their mother.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping meets with Australian legislative leaders such as Senate President John Hogg to discuss bilateral relations, global finance, climate change, and regional cooperation.
To assist Pakistani victims of civil conflict, Saudi Arabia is donating more than $10.8 million in humanitarian supplies such as tents, blankets, and food baskets.
With the support of the Azerbaijani youth organization, Union, a joint drawing exhibition for Georgian and Azerbaijani children living in Georgia, is held in Tbilisi.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.